Before we have the open sharing, let's read a portion of scripture.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们分享之前我们念一段主的话。
Let's read the Judges chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
我们念士师记第一章第十四节跟十五节。
Judges 1, 14 and 15.
士师记第一章十四节跟十五节。
It's about the story of a woman named Aska.
这是就是关于有位姊妹，她的名字叫亚萨。
And Aska is the daughter of Caleb.
亚萨是这个加勒的女儿。
This passage is quite, it's only two verses, but it's very interesting that, that we have this story here.
这个记下来的这个事呢虽然只有两节但是这个是很宝贵的两节。
If you have read from, verse 13 and skip to verse 16, you will not notice there is anything that's missing.
如果你如果念13节
and skip to verse 16,
跳过两13 14读10然后再读16节你不会觉得好像你失掉了没有失掉了什么。
But the Lord, as if by the Holy Spirit, put in this little story.
但是借着主的圣灵，他把这两个节呢放在这里。
Verse 14, it said, "Then it came about when she came to him, as in Othniel, the husband, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. Then she alighted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, 'What do you want?' And she said to him, 'Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev.'" Give me also springs of water. So Caleb gave her the upper spring and the lower spring.
亚萨过门的时候，劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田。亚萨一下驴，加勒问他说：“你要什么？”他说：“求你赐福给我。你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。”加勒就把上泉下泉赐给他。
When I read this passage recently, this verses that said, "Since you have given me the land of the Negev," really caught me.
当我最近读这一段的时候，这一段就是说，既然你已经赐给我南地，打动我的心。
It's obviously Negev is the southlands, very dry.
这个南地呢是一个南边很干的地方。
It's very surprising to Asher that her father actually got Hebron, but she got Negev.
这个就是我们会觉得有一些稀奇，就是说亚萨的父亲加勒他得的是希伯伦，但是他给他的是这个南地。
Hebron is actually about 3,000 feet above sea level, and Negev is in the lowland.
这个希伯伦是这个在地上以上有3000尺，但是这个南地是在这个地以下。
I think that's kind of remind us sometimes we are almost like in the land of Negev, but not of our own doing. We just kind of end up being there out of our control.
好像有时候我们觉得我们好像经历我们自己好像在南地一样，也不是因为我们自己做了什么，那但是我们就是在一个南地里面。
Negev was her inheritance.
但是这个南地就是亚萨他的这个他的产业。
Her allotment.
就是他得到的产业。
But it's very interesting. I always like Ashka. In this passage, it revealed to me she is a fighter.
但是我们看到这里的时候，我们要读到亚萨，他是个这个勇士战斗的勇士一样。
It kind of remind me of my aunt because she came all the way here in the 1950s on her own, a little Chinese woman, and went to Mississippi and all these places, and she tried to make a family herself.
就想到我的母亲，她1950年代来到这里她自己，然后又到密西西比州好像自己在那里奋斗。
She had a fighting spirit.
她有这个战斗的一个灵。
And maybe her father Caleb rubbed it off onto her.
很有可能他父亲这个加勒
pass on this trait to her.
就是好像是他那个个性好像是从加勒那里继承的。
And so he had that tenacity to do the best.
她有那个坚毅的性格，可以做最好的。
You see that she did not complain. She accepted that's her allotment.
她也没有这个抱怨，她就觉得说这个是父亲给我的产业。
But she realized she needed some help beyond herself.
但是她也觉得说她除了这个得到能力之外，她还需要其他的帮助。
It's no amount of her effort can help with the land of the Negev. That's beyond her.
这个她对于南地她得到的产业，她不能做什么啊，她没有能力。
But she was willing to come to her father.
但是她愿意到她父亲的跟前。
I think this is my own interpretation, brother and sister, but for me, Caleb seems to know her daughter quite well, knew her daughter.
但是这是我自己的领受，这个加勒他很清楚，很知道他的女儿。
Even though she was the one who pushing her husband, hey, ask for a field.
甚至这个亚萨是那个就是去推助他的这个丈夫你去跟你的这个岳父要一块田。
But the father knew behind it, that's her daughter.
但是加勒他心里知道这个后面那个指使的是那个他的女儿亚萨。
I don't know if you realize our heavenly father knows us very well.
我们是不是也知道说我们的天父很认识我们。
Yeah, he said, even before a word in your mouth, thou dost know it all.
但是甚至我们还没有出口的时候他就认识我们了。
And Caleb said to her, what do you want?
那个他父亲加勒就跟他说你要什么。
And she simply said, I want a blessing. I want a blessing from you.
但是他就亚萨就说我要从你来的祝福。
Give me springs of water.
给我这个泉水。
I don't know, I'm not a parent, so, but I know you as a father and mother. Sometimes I can imagine if your children ask for the right thing, you'd be so happy.
因为我不是做父亲的，所以是不是你们做父母的，有时候你儿女跟你要东西的时候，你是不是很高兴呢？
Wonder whether God has given us something, but He is waiting for us to ask for something else.
是不是我们有时候也觉得哇，主已经给我们东西了，但是他也在那边等待要我们向他要更多。
Is it possible that these two little verses that we could easily have the scripture could have easily escaped? Could that be something that the Lord asking us to think about?
这个我们很容易就忽略这两个节，但是是主留在这里，似乎让我们能够有一些思考。
We come to our heavenly Father who knew us.
我们来到天父面前他是认识我们的。
So and Caleb gave her the upper spring and the lower spring.
这个加勒就给亚萨这个上泉跟下泉。
It's not just a spring, but it's a full gamut of spring, upper spring.And lower spring.
他给他不是只有他给他上泉还有下泉。
The upper spring is those spring that you can see.
这个上泉就是说那个泉水是你能看见的。
The water comes from the mountain and it bubble up or however the spring works, it's right there. You can see the spring.
这个上泉是从山上流下来的流下来我们是可以看见的。
But those spring can be dry up because during the summer days it's very hot.They can dry out.
但是这个泉水呢，因为夏天很热，有可能会干掉。
But when we do have the lower spring, it doesn't mean it means underneath. Nether it means underneath.
这个下泉的意思就是，事实上它是在地底下的。
And because they're underneath, they will not be dry out.
因为它是在地下的，所以它不会干掉。
They are the invisible.
他们看不见。
So or actually not easily seen, right? You're not physically, you do not see it right away.
我们不能轻易看见那个下泉。
So I think, brother and sister, when I read this, when I begin to ponder that morning, I think the Lord is telling us he would supply us fully.
我思想这一段的时候，我就想到这个我们的主要给我们是充充足足的。
Because we sang today, we are in the heavenly home.
我们今天我们唱的，我们已经有一个这个天家。
He called us home.
他把我们称为他的家。
And then in his home, we have the embrace of his grace.
甚至在这个他的家里面我们能够这个享用他的这个恩典。
And he reminds us, if I did not spare my own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall I not with him freely give us all?
他说我你既不吝惜这个爱子为我们把他舍了，你岂不也将万物跟他一同白白赐给我们吗？
The upper spring of the practical help of God.
这个上泉讲到说，这个神对我们实际的这个帮助。
The lower spring where he supplies us from within. Sometimes we don't even know it's there.
这个下泉好像想到我们，他从里面这个帮助我们，虽然我们看不见，但是他在那里。
So let's like Ashka coming to our Heavenly Father, the one who lived in a very high place, in a place called fellowship.
这个我们就学这个亚萨，能够在我们这个天父面前。他虽然在这个在很高高在上，但是他在这个交通的这个位置上面。
And finally, I use this words from the hymn. I really like this hymn.
这个我很喜欢这首诗歌。
It's that we can trust in our Father's wise bestowment. Wise bestowment. Stanza one.Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment.
我信靠我天父智慧计划。
And we also, and maybe I'll respond to the Lord is that I will not lose faith, sweet consolation.
我们的回应就是说，我们不会失去那个很甜的那个从主来的安慰。
And taking from the Father's hand.
我们从我们的这个天父的手里来吃取。
As I open up for open sharing here, just please be reminded in case you are not familiar.
当我们分享之前我们有一些提醒。
We should finish in 10 minutes.
我们请弟兄姐妹能够在十分钟能够交通结束。
And please wrap up by 15.
如果你超过，也请你在15分钟之前能够停止。
And the following time, I think I would like to give the following time to Sister Anne, which is online, she will have something to share, and the audio team may make sure that she is on mute.
我们也有 what's this?
Anne Lin, Sister Anne Lin.
Anne Lin.
Anne Lin.
Anne Lin. Sister Anne, Anne Lin 姊妹她在线上她会先跟我们交通
yeah.
分享。
Yeah.
好
，Thank you.
姐妹们，主日蒙恩。
Brothers and sisters, greeting on the Lord's Day.
我的名字是 Anne Lin.
My name is Anne Lin.
今天在这里跟大家分享最近在我们家发生的事。
I want to share with you something that happened to me recently.
是我们经历着神的怜悯。
That we have experienced the mercy and the healing and the keeping of the Lord. The Lord that we have, He is a true and living God. His way is higher than our ways. What he has in store for us is beyond what we can think of.
今年6月19号清晨
So this year, June 19th, in the morning,
我的先生跟林弟兄因为身体不适而被救护车送到医院
So my husband wasn't feeling well, so we had, had to call ambulance to bring him to the emergency.
医生发现他的右脑有出血。
So, they found that on his right side of the brain there is bleeding internal bleeding.
他们是细心观察，同时也不断的检查其他的原因。
So they were examining him and trying to find out the cause.
准备第三天内就做手术。
They were planning to do a surgery in 3 days.
手术前的 MRI 发现脑有肿瘤。
So right before the surgery, in the MRI, they found that there is a tumor inside his brain.
他的整个右左边左都不没有功能。
左边
left.
So his left side is paralyzed.
在短短的三天里
So within that 3 days
Ben, 我和两个儿子不断得到不好的消息，根本没有办法去想该怎么做。
So we were all very anxious. We didn't know what to do.
心里难过。
We were very, very sad.
但是主给我们一个平静安稳的心，没有惧怕。
But the Lord gave us a peaceful heart that we were not in fear.
Ben 还清楚地带领我们一家一起凡事祷告主。
So that he led us, he reminded us that in all things we need to pray.
第三天早七点多，我们一家一起祷告完了。
第三天，可以再说一遍吗？不好意思。
第三天一早七点多，我们一家一起祷告完。
So on the third day at 7 a.m. in the morning, the whole family just finished praying.
跟着医生把 Ben 送到手术室。
So then the doctor took Ben to the surgical room.
他告诉我们要八个小时。
They told us that the surgery will take 8 hours.
下午两点多，医生来告诉我手术非常成功。
So at 2 p.m. that same day, the surgeon told us that the surgery is going well.
肿瘤和积水都完全切除清理干净。
So they were able to remove the tumor and clear out all of the blood that's within his brain.
从第一医院到普通病房，再到 rehab 的医院。
So starting from entering to the hospital to the surgery to the end of surgery.
再到 rehab 的医院里面。
To the recovery room.
Recovery hospital.
Yes, recovery hospital.
还有跟着来的癌症医院的治疗。
And then also there is the treatment for the cancer.
从在手术前整个左边身体不能动，喝水也不可能。
So the husband, Brother Ben, the left side of his body was all paralyzed and he couldn't even drink water.
现在他可以正常吃饭。
So now he can eat normally.
他的脚可以行走，手也可以提起来一些。
So now he can walk with his feet, and then his left arm he can lift up a little.
我们看到神大能的医治。
We can see the mighty healing power of our Lord.
神所赐给我们出人意外的平安。
That the love that will and also the love that will never leave us.
还有神完全的引领，他一直与我们同在。
And his full mercy that we knew that he was with us the whole time.
后来我们知道这个看刀医生是最好的医生，在这个医院。
And then we found out afterwards that the surgeon that did the operation was the best surgeon in that hospital.
还有在那个福建 rehab 医院里面那些医生，复健师、护士还有其他人都很有爱心和责任心去帮助 Ben。
So all of the in the recovery hospital, all of the doctor and nurses, they were all very kind and helpful.
有几个基督徒的护士、福建师还为我们祷告鼓励我们。
Even some of them will encourage us and also pray for us.
在MSK 这个 Sloan 的治疗日记之中。
So in the treatment plan, during the treatment time,
这个也是他们也是很细心，医生、护士还有其他人都很细心帮助我们。
They were all very attentive and paying attention to all of the details and helping us in a lot of things.
我们自己不能做什么，只有依靠、相信、仰望神。
we couldn't really do much out of ourselves, so all we can do was to lean on God.
在整个的过程中, 教会的弟兄姐妹们不断地为穿着衣饰,
so throughout this whole time, we also know that the brothers and sisters were praying for the duration.
还有因为两个儿子的救恩,
and also praying for the salvation of my two sons. And also my own health.
有好些弟兄姐妹常常发给我神的话语。
And there are several brothers and sisters often message me words of God.
有一位医生的姐妹帮助我们不断地与各方面的医生和医院联系。
And there is also a sister who also helped a lot in terms of doctor and aides within the hospital. So that the treatment plan after the surgery can go smoothly.
有弟兄在便回家前装修好了洗澡的地方。
So there are also brothers who already prepared the restroom for the brother before my husband before he left.
因为临时的介绍，电动升降几乎三天就安装好了。So
that because of the help the shower was prepared so that my husband can shower when he comes home, and all that was done very quickly. And there was also a sister helping us to go to radiation.
他们打电话给我，叫我有什么要帮忙的，就叫去他们。
They often call me and say, let me know if there's anything you need help with.
还有一个姐妹跟我说借车给我们，因为她的车可以把那个wheelchair送到车上去。
And there is also another sister who told me that my car is totally available, use it for transportation needs.
在Ben的radiation时间里面，
So in a Ben's radiation treatment,
有两对夫妇，弟兄姐妹夫妇来帮助Ben。
There were also two couples who were brothers and sisters also came and helped him.
帮助他上车，陪同他在医院，还在护送我们回家。
Helping them going in and out of the cars, driving us around to the hospital and going home.
神还预备了姐妹一周两天来帮助我们日常生活需要。And
there, God also prepared another sister who come to our house twice a week to help all of our daily needs.
当我辛苦撑不下去了，打电话给一些姐妹们，她们都接。When
I felt the time was too tough for me, I will call some brothers, but some sisters, and they all helped.
他们用神的话和他们的经历来帮助我。So
they use the words of God and their experiences to encourage me.
有几个晚上，我两三点打给一个姐妹。There
are several times I called the sister in the middle of the night at 2 or 3 a.m.
她接电话，而且与我分享神的话，为我祷告。And
she not only answered the phone, but she also shared with us words, verses from the Bible and also prayed with me.
每当我看到大家刚来的祷告和问候，还有来家里探访我们。
So they let me see it, the how helpful is the power of prayer, and many will come and visit me at my house.
还有弟兄姐妹坐在轮椅。
And there are people who gifted us a wheelchair.
还有其他需要的东西。
And many other things that we needed.
每次吃到姐妹们爱心的美食，心里都充满感恩。
Every time when I eat of the love offering food that brought over by brothers and sisters, my heart is always filled with thanksgiving.
感谢主给我们这么多的弟兄姐妹关心照顾和祷告。
Thank the Lord that the Lord grant us so many brothers and sisters that we can all take care of each other and pray for one another.
也感谢主给我最近有时间在参加小组的查经。
And I also want to thank the Lord for giving me time to join my weekly small group and time to study the Bible.
就是我们初一的查经说到在尼西米记神叫我们要在城里的生活要
So this week on Monday, our Bible study was in Ezekiel about Nehemiah about living in the city of the Lord, recovery of the city of the Lord.
这里不仅看到一道墙把我们的世界分开。
We can see that there is a wall that separated us from the world. And this wall is also a testimony for us to the world. And that we are also being built together.
彼此兼顾，彼此彼此。
That we'd encourage one another, we strengthen one another.
彼此激励，彼此加害，彼此关心。
That we fortify one another and care for one another.
我们都在一个管制之下。
So we're all under the same rule.
就是神自己神圣的管制。
That is under we're all under the God's ruling.
这是这个有弟兄写的神说话了的书，我在那边我们学习。So
this is the word of God that has spoken to me in that book.
还有就是我们的儿子们也被弟兄姐妹的爱心感动。So
in Brother Khan's book, that God has spoken that that our hearts are touched by brother and sister's offering.
我们的儿子们也被弟兄姐妹们的爱心感动。That
our sons are also touched by the acts of brother and sisters.
他们也很关心我们，天天都有联系。So
they also care and worry for us, and every day they will check in.
一有空就回来帮助照顾爸妈。
Whenever they have time, they will come back home and help. Sometimes they will join our prayer time. So it is God's love that have touched them. May the Lord continue to touch their hearts that they may return to the God's home, and that they will have a reverent heart. Sometimes I wonder what kind of people we are, how can the Lord love us so? That even also our brothers and sisters can help us to this extent.
在仓库的路上，因为他的老我还有手术和药物的影响。
So because of the old self and the effects of the surgery,
在有一些方面，他说话不是很友好。
Sometimes my husband is not as friendly in the ways he speaks.
在这里也跟大家说对不起，主主怜悯他。
And I do want to apologize on his behalf, and may the Lord have mercy on him.
主主赐给他敬畏神的心，也愿大家原谅他。
May the Lord give him a reverent heart, and may brothers and sisters forgive him. And I also pray that the Lord can give me a patient and loving heart that I can, as I take care of him. Also, in the Sunday afternoon fellowship, we were talking about the fruits of the Spirit. May the Lord heal us. So may the Lord help me to be a righteous one. That I will obey the leading of the Lord. There are times that I didn't answer people's call or reply messages right away. And I hope that you guys can understand me. I don't know how to say. I don't know how to continue to walk the road that's ahead of me. I can only believe and trust and lean on our true and living God. And put everything under Him. And a trust in His guidance and healing. And trust as He is changing me along the way. That may all glory and honor belong to our Heavenly Father, our true and living God. I'd also like the hymn that we picked out, stanza 3.
每次念都彰显救主恩赐。
In every tribulation, so to trust thy promise, O Lord. So to trust thy promise. One by one, the days and moments fleeting. Till with Christ the Lord I stand. May the Lord continue to keep and lead all of our brother and sister's household.
感谢大家。
Thanks.
Yeah. 感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
谢谢刚才上面姊妹的分享。
And thank our sister sharing.
我的名字叫白丹。
My name is Brenda.
白丹。
Brenda.
对呀、啊。
Brenda.
不是白丹。
白。
英文名字叫
Deborah.
Deborah.
Deborah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Deborah.
在分享前，先读章这个读几些神的话。
So before I share, I will read some words.
启示录第一章八节，怕他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。
启示录一章
八节。七节
OK，
我说错了。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierce him, and all the tribes of earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，是七在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。启示录一章八的八节。
Continuing to verse 8, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
诗篇46章第十节，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。诗篇46章十节。
So Psalm 46 verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
约翰福音。
And then John.
约翰福音十章一节开始。我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，就从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白说的是什么意思。
So in John chapter 10 verse 1 through 6, Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door,but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will not go by...They will not by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且从出入得草吃。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So continuing from verse 7 to 11, Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who even came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
使徒行传第一章二节，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被上升的日子为止，他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之后之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们所听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So for the sake of time, the passage is from Acts chapter 1 verse 2 all the way through verse 8. I will not translate just for the sake of time.
我就跳过，因为太好了。 感谢赞美主，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，真的是那个我们今天真的是今天早晨的时候的那个敬拜，我真的非常非常的啊感恩神，真的我看到了在我们的家中，我们每一个的肢体，每一个弟兄姊妹，他的生命都在转变之中。
Praise and thank the Lord. I am very grateful for the worship time this morning, and I can truly see in every single brother and sisters the life of the Lord within them.
我从上一次回中国看我妈到现在已经快10年没回去了。
So since the last time I went back to China to visit my mom, it's been 10 years.
大家知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
是因为我妈信了主以后他的身体好了，我每次给他视频的时候他都是特别开心，哈利路亚赞美主的时候身体越来越好，现在真的比我来美国之前还好。
It's because every time when I FaceTime my mother, her, after she had believed in the Lord, her body, her strength is getting better every single timeAnd every time I see her, she's doing better. She's even better than the time that I left her since 10 years ago.
真的是感谢神的恩典啊。
And this is truly thanks to God's mercy.
神的爱每天都是新鲜的。
God's love is new every morning.
大家知道我都自从去年一年多以前，我发现这个癌症，乳腺癌以后。
So people know that since last year,I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
我真的感觉到是神美丽的对我的一个美丽的一个特别厉害的美丽的祝福。
I truly believe that this is a blessing that the Lord had given to me.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为当我们死死抓世界，说是信主了，实际上那个己还在继续的发展的时候，还去紧紧的去那个世界上抓抓抓的时候，那个思想没，那个心里没有唯一的去敬拜我们主的时候。
Because when there are times when we say by our mouth that we belong to God, but in our own doing and our self life, we're still trying to lay hold of things of the world.
我们仍然还是活在痛苦、焦虑、烦恼啊、缺乏，所有的不好都来了。
We're still living in bitterness, in lacking, in trouble sometime.
我记得特别清楚，那时候我有一次，我真的是大言不惭的在心里问神。
I remember there was one time I was blatantly asked the Lord.
我信主都信了15年了，我不虔诚吗？我没有专一吗？啊，我不谦卑吗？我不顺服吗？为什么现在还让我188磅，还是三高乱七八糟，一切一切那个脸那么胖成那样，而且天天的就是去吃这个吃那个，怎么样怎么样的，还是那个样子。所以呢，里边呢就是开始忧愁，还是危机。
I asked the Lord.Am I not a pious Christian that I have believed you for 15 years? How come I'm still at this weight? All of my cholesterols and all of the reading, all of my numbers are still very high. I still have to eat all various medicines and all everything else that's dealing. How come nothing had changed?
神是让我们敬拜的，不是让我们来用的，不是让我们来指挥的，我们要听他的旨意。那个时候我就是抱怨，就是心里啊，就是表面上我心里边就这样。
God is not for us, not a tool for us to use. But at that time, I just needed him. I wanted to quote unquote use him.
真的，神是接察内心的，不到一个月。正常检查，乳腺癌。
But so the Lord truly sees our heart. Within a month after that incident, I went to a normal checkup and then I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
但是在那个癌症的那个结果还没出来的时候，有一天晚上我洗完澡一进了宿舍，一个大光啪就把我拍在那儿了。
So that before the diagnosis.Came out a night before I was showering, and then when I finished, I came into my bedroom, and then I was met with a great light.
当时真的就跟那个保罗在去那个大马色的路上，就是逼迫使徒的时候，遇见神的那个样子，那个时候那个样子，那个感觉是一模一样的。
It felt like it's the same thing as what Paul went through when he was on the road to Damascus.
我二话不说。我马上说，我真的是罪该万死，我没有任何权利我去质问神，我也没有任何权利我去跟神说那些话。到现在为什么还不让我返老还童？你凭什么呀？
Then I felt like I was totally
就让你老让你丑。
I was totally worthy of death at that moment. I was being questioned who I am to question God. Think that God can turn me into a younger and more beautiful person after believing Him.
弟兄姊妹，真的，你们理解我当时的时候，我真的就觉得我真的是一个这么多罪、这么多罪、这么多罪看不到深层的罪的那么一个罪人，真是罪魁中的罪魁。
I truly felt like I was a chief of the most wretched sinner because I had so many layers of sin that I couldn't even see. I knew I had sin, but I couldn't even see the deeper sin within me.
我再也不敢了，再也不敢了。我说神啊，我说我以前的时候我瘫痪过，我瞎过，我什么都经历过，都是你给我治好的。我真的就是都是靠着你给我医治的。这一次我就是得了癌症，就是爆出来是癌症是什么？我说我也不听他们的，我就听你的。你让我怎么样我就怎么样，我就是要听你的，我要得基督，我要得基督。
I told the Lord that I dare not to ever question you again because I was paralyzed before, I was blind before, I was sick before. You're the one who healed all of those sicknesses. So regardless of the result that comes out from this checkup, even if it's a cancer, I will only lean on you and you will be my only healer.
神也许看到我是真的，就给我有声音，就说三个月，三个月，三个月。
Maybe the Lord knew that I was repenting truly in my heart. So I was told, I felt like I heard the words 3 months, 3 months.
大家都知道亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事，直到他去杀以撒的时候，神就让他看见了耶和华的山上为他预备的是多么的丰盛。我那个时候的时候，我在那里的时候，我似乎我也感觉到了，我真的就必须得是把自己真正的献上，嘴上献没有用的，你必须得彻底的认罪悔改，把自己真正的献上的时候，才能够看到是耶和华的山上有多么的丰盛，早就为我们每个人都有预备。
So I was reminded of the story of Abraham offering IsaacIsaac wasn't truly saved until the moment that Abraham was about to sacrifice him. And then they saw the abundance of supply that the Lord had for them. So I felt that this time I really truly have to sacrifice myself in order to experience the Lord.
我认识到了自己仍然是那么败坏，那么骄傲，那么的无知，那么的无知。所以那个时候我才真正的知道得救在于归回安息，得力在于平静安稳。你放下了吗？你根本就没有放下。从那个时候我才真正的知道我什么都不是，我离了神我什么都做不成。
So it was that moment that I realized I was still full of deceit, prideful and evil thoughts, and it was then that I learned that salvation truly comes from resting in the Lord, and I realized I was nothing, and there's nothing that I can do, nothing that can save me.
我知道我的国，我的神，我的主都在我的里面，我的里面，我的心灵的宝座，如果是还是自己在那做王掌权，那神永远进不来。从那会儿开始，我就知道往里边求，往里边求，不看世界，不看人，不看环境，只看神。
So then I realized that God was within me and His kingdom is also within me. The throne in my heart, who is being seated there? If it's still myself, I will be still chasing after things of the world. I then on learned to not look at the world and only look within and have God's.
因为保罗说，你们受洗是和主的死联合。你们如果不和他的死联合，你们怎么和他的复活联合呢？我根本就没有死。那个时候，我真的是忏悔，忏悔，除了忏悔就是忏悔。
So Paul told us when we get baptized, we're united with the Lord in death and then reunited with the Lord in resurrection. But I felt like my old self never died. So since then, I was repenting every single day.
感谢教会，感谢肢体，感谢每一个弟兄姊妹对我的指责帮助。真的，以前的时候不管无论是怎么样的对我，我就突然明白，都是为了我今天的好，为了我的生命成熟。
I want to thank the church and brothers and sisters for all of the advice and correction that you have given to me. I now know that everything is for me to become a better.
当你真的不要脸了，不要己了，你自己的一切都不要的时候，你完全完全的把那个眼睛盯在不盯在自己的病上，而是盯在主的身上的时候，因为那个病就是罪。我们信主的啊，就是真的是这样子的，那就是罪呀！你就认罪，还活悔改就好了，就认罪悔改，他就一天一天的好起来。
When we forsake of ourselves and forsake of all of our self-esteem, then we realize that it's we just fix our eyes on the Lord, that our sickness sometimes are due to our sin. When we repent, you do see yourself getting better.
必须的，必须的。神让我们经历煎熬，经历忍耐，经历一切一切的这样的环境，都是让我们转向他。我们不能在嘴上说跟敬拜神，心里边还是为自己，为自己，为自己。他真的是把你掏空，再给你填满；他真的是把你拉开，再把你缝合；他真的是把你破碎，再把你重新建立。真的。
So it is true that as we forsake ourselves and fix on the Lord.
一句，最后一句。
He will break us and also bring us back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，真的，真的，我特别特别感谢神，我真的是神的爱救了我，真的，我知道了什么是谦卑顺服，只有顺服谦卑才能得神的这个喜悦。所以我们今天大家在一起彼此相爱的时候，真正做到了。外邦人又看到了我们是他的门徒，谢谢大家。
Truly, that the it's Lord's love that saved me. So as we come together, people will know that we're His people.
强尼，呀，讲中文，我讲中文。Okay. All right. 大家好，我是姚弟兄。
Hello, my name is Brother Yao.
Yeah, 我听了Jason弟兄的讲上权下权呢，我。有些经历神的时候，就像有些分享啊。
So when Brother Jason was sharing about the upper and lower streams, I was thinking about some experience I had in the Lord.
前段时间呢，家里买了一辆新车，特斯拉一辆白色的车，很漂亮。
So recently, I purchased a new white Tesla, very nice looking.
给我太太去那个接孩子，三个孩子上学，所以呢，太太很开心哈。
And so my wife was very happy because she would drive it to pick drop off and pick up our kids.
然后我们到教会的时候，我们停在教会门口。
And then when we come to the church, we park outside.
然后回来的时候，发现这个车蹭掉了。
And then,
scratched.
Oh, and then we found that there was a scratch on the car.
So, 然后呢，我就安慰太太了啊，就因为这是新车嘛，我说没有关系的，下次我们开出去的时候呢。碰到一个有缘人撞在这里呢，他就赔给我们。
So I said it's okay. Next time if we drive it out, if someone accidentally bumps into us, then we can get the money back.
So, 但是我在想，我得到驾照有二十几年了，我从来没出过一个车祸。
But I was thinking to myself, I've driven for over 20 years and I've never been in an accident.
那很有意思的是，在圣诞节那个去年圣诞节啊，我。就是圣诞夜的那个晚上，我去看我一个犹太人的朋友。
And so last year, actually, right on Christmas Eve, I went to visit one of my Jewish friends.
所以在那里的时候呢，有个犹太人的小姑娘，她倒车的时候就撞在这个位置上面。
And so actually, there was this lady who was driving, and she actually she was backing up, she hit my vehicle.
Same spot.
In that same spot.
但这个时候呢，这个我在犹太人社区啊。周围的所有的犹太人都出来，他们想帮这个人，帮这个小姑娘。
And as soon as that happened, all of the neighbors, they all came out and they wanted to help her.
但是呢，我告诉他 ，Tesla have camera, we have 所有的东西都已经记录下来了。
But I told her, so that Tesla has cameras and you can see that everything has been recorded.
对犹太人这一点非常不好，他们帮自己人，但是他们尊重事实。
And so although they wanted to help their own people, they recognized that this was the situation, the fact.
所以呢，我给他看了 video 以后呢，后来他就把钱掏出来赔了我。
And so after she saw this video, she gave me the money.
然后我跟我太太说 ，Yeah, 钱来了，可以修这个车了。
So I told my wife, see, the money is here. Now we can fix the vehicle.
然后又过了几个月呢，同样一个地方呢。又有个人撞在我这个车上。
And then a few months later, someone else they hit my vehicle in the same spot again.
所以呢，我又得到一笔钱，然后一个礼拜的晚餐钱有。
So I got another sum of money, and it was enough to pay for a week of meal.
但这就让我想起来，就是主耶稣一句话，他说：“凡舍己跟从我的。”没有今世不得百倍，来世得永生的，主耶稣讲的。
So I was reminded of what Jesus said that those who have denied themselves that they will not they will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life.
这不就是讲的上权和下权吗？就是上权下权，就是说你好像今世你跟随主，对不对？你服侍神，神会有他的同在在这里。当然呢，这个其实在地上的是一个很小的一部分。
And so, it's like for the upper strings and lower strings. The upper string is like when you follow the Lord will give you, provide for your needs and also provide you eternal life.
但是在这个勇士里面呢，其实这是我们最更看重的东西，不是说只是这些啊。但是这里面呢，可以看到有神的同在在里面。
And so we can see the Lord's presence with us. So even though on the outward things, they're all very small things, but the bigger thing is eternal life.
所以在有时候我们到教会啊，服侍神啊，到教会来敬拜神，我们有很多损失。有些弟兄姊妹，我知道他们生意做得很大，他们这个时间放下来啊。有些在美国生活很艰难，但是他们要把时间放下来，到教会来服侍神。
And so we know that when we come to gather together and even to serve the Lord, that sometimes you have to pay a price. Whether it's for people who do business, they earn a lot, and yet they have to set aside some time in order to serve the Lord.
但也有的因为一些挫折哈。因为经历了一些艰难的时候呢，他就好像教会来的少了，或者有些不来。
But then there are also some people that because they face these difficulties and challenges in life, they stop coming to the gathering.
所以我就在想哈，那我最近其实我被神启示一直在做这个建造的工作，那有在教会部分的，还有在那个。在这个中国大陆和美国蒙训的这个服事。
And so recently, as you know, I've been I felt the Lord calling me to serve in helping to build up others, whether it's regularly in the gathering or even helping saints overseas in China.
所以我在这里就读一个经文，我神给我一个提醒。我最近一直在看这本书，就是刚才我们 Ann 姊妹讲尼希米记。
And so recently, I've been studying the book of Nehemiah, just as our sister Anne had been sharing about earlier.
尼希米记第二章十三和十四节。
In chapter 2, verse 13 and 14.
我就读一下。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门， 查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙毁坏，城门被火焚烧。由我又往前到了全门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。
So I went out at night by the valley gate in the direction of the dragon's well and onto the refuse gate, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down and its gates, which were consumed by fire. And I passed onto the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was no place for my mount to pass.
所以我们看到尼希米基他是个爱神的人，他看到这个我们可以讲一个教会或者一个神的聚会的地方，看到当中有些属灵的缺陷的时候呢，他这个人他很仔细观察如何再去服侍。
And we see how Nehemiah was one who really served the Lord, and when he saw like this condition for Jerusalem, or we can parallel it to conditions in the church that we see some issues, he went and observed carefully before continuing.
因为我在蒙训的时候，我服侍很多教会，在中国很多教会，但是你发现一个问题，一个人如果你来到一个教会啊，你待了六个月，你就会发现这个教会，每个教会都有问题。
And so what I recognized as I was serving in the different places in China is that when you serve, if you've been to a place for about 6 months, you start seeing all the issues that exist.
但是我们在这个环境不是说我们抱怨这个地方，这是神给我们的，好让我们在这里学习服侍的地方。那最重要就是说你在做什么，你能做什么。
And so when you're in such a situation, we aren't supposed to complain about it, but indeed, we ask the Lord, what can we do? What should we do to help?
所以我们看到尼希米他看到这些缺陷的时候呢，他叫弟兄姊妹一起来做工哈。
And so here, when Nehemiah saw the situation, he called the people together to do the great work.
所以呢，有些弟兄姊妹他分到一个门叫做奉门。
And so, for example, some people, as they're repairing the city, they would be sent to the refuse or the dung gate.
所以在修这个时候很脏，对不对？还有垃圾，还有大便，他就在那里要修这个弟兄要修搞这个。
And so perhaps it would not be a very clean place. There might be a lot of trash and other refuse.
那另外一个姊妹她修建的时候，她分到一个泉门，那边可以游泳，天天造好以后里面游个泳，好开心啊。
And so maybe someone else who was at the fountain gate, perhaps it's like there was a pool there, maybe you could even go take a swim afterwards. It seems very comfortable.
那有些家庭她分到一个城墙拐弯的地方，你干活没人看得见，但是呢，这里面要做根基性的东西，搞得很苦。
And so there's also some people who were sent to the gates that are near the corners, and because of the corner, perhaps no one notices your work, and yet you're still doing an important work of building the foundation and preparing and fixing up the wall.
那有些人又分到吉伦西边上这个城墙部分，你不小心造了，不小心你掉下去，生命都有威胁，对不对？像宣教士那种。
And some people, they are at the valley gate, and so perhaps it's steeper there, and if you're not careful, you might even slip and fall and injure yourself.
但又有人呢，他奉到大祭司门口哈，你每天造的时候，大祭司出来了为你祷告，对吧？你干的活，大祭司让整个以色列人都知道了，对不对
？And then there's some people because they are repairing the gate near where the priests are entering and exiting, then they always are there to pray for you, and everyone sees you because you're in a very prominent location.
但是这些人他们都专心的去建造这个神的工作哈，所以。
But you see that no matter where they were placed, that they were all working hard to do God's work.
所以我在想，就是说，我那个四年前我被呼召到门训的时候，我四十岁。
So when I was called four years ago to start this work of equipping, that it was about or training. This was about when I was 40 years old.
那现在四十四岁了。
Now I'm 44.
那从我开始做建造这个工作的时候呢，当然我首先把教会的工作做好了，然后我再。做那个外面蒙训的工作。
And of course, I had to make sure that first, whatever service I had here, that I would do that well first, before I would do things outside the church.
所以当我四十四岁的时候，我现在做建造工的时候，我就想哈，圣经上讲一个强壮的活到八十岁，对不对？
So I was thinking how, the Bible mentions that someone who is strong lives up to maybe 80 years old.
我当开始做建造的时候，我觉得我这个时间我开始倒过来算，好像我八十四十岁还有三十六年。
And so I was thinking, now I'm 44, so there's only 36 years before I reach 80.
所以呢，每次上去我做建造，因为什么？因为圣经讲很清楚，他说每个人到神面前就要交账，对不对？这是一个建造的一个工程，你要交账的。
Now we know that the Bible says that when you meet the Lord, that you have to give an account.
所以你要做建造的人，他一定知道最后你要交账的。
And so those that you're trying to build up, they will definitely know the result of your labor and what you will give account of.
但你要知道在教会里有很多材料哈，我们弟兄姊妹都是材料，那我们为什么要出去传福音呢？那教会才会积累材料。
And so we know that as we are building up in the church, that that everyone is like a building material. So when we preach the gospel, it's also gathering in more material.
所以我在这里呢，那这个材料如果你放在那里不建造，这个材料它就在那，叫 Home Depot 一样。
And so if you gather materials but never build it up, then it's as if you're just creating a new Home Depot and just storing a lot of material.
So we know that everyone has a responsibility to build each other up.
So we know that everyone has a responsibility to build each other
up. And how do
we build? We have to build carefully. And so this was a great reminder for me.
So we can see that.虽然主给我们很多供应哈，爱主的弟兄姊妹在这里，神给我们很多供应，很保守，治愈疾病，对不对？儿女蒙福，但是神最看重的是我们如何来造这个圣殿。
And so we know that the Lord has given us many blessings, brothers and sisters experiencing the healings and other experiences from the Lord, but we must always remember that we need to do this work of building His church.
Yeah, 所以我在读这个时候就说很多的这个祝福都是为了这个神的荣耀在当中。
And indeed, when you read the scriptures, a lot of blessings are given to those who are, is for the Lord's glory.
所以这个尼希米记后面他讲到这个52天的时候这个工作完成了。
And Nehemiah mentions that the work was done in 52 days.
他讲到完成的时候在尼希米记六章十五十六节。
In verse 15 and 16 in chapter 6.
他叫城墙修完了共修了52天我们一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕愁眉不展因为这见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month, Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard of it and all the nations surrounding us saw it, they lost their confidence when they recognized that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God.
所以看到这个完工以后，这个地方就更多的人归回了，然后祭司的工作开始了。
And so we see that when this work was completed, that more people returned to Jerusalem and that the work of the priest was restored.
好像就异端也不敢进来了。
And even those enemies and or those cults, they were not able to come in.
所以我在读这一点的时候。所以当然我看到很多 church 的时候很多教会的时候我不得不说教会里有三种人。
And so I have to say that in the church you can see three different types of people.
一种是信徒第二种是门徒那第三种呢叫做叛徒。
So the first is saints, the second type is disciples, and the third is traitors.
And
we even see these three types of people even among Jesus'
disciples. 但是我们到底是什么样的人呢？我们要在神面前来寻求。
And
我们要紧紧跟随主。
What kind of people are we? We must seek the Lord ourselves. Let us follow the Lord carefully.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
I'll just read, we don't need to, for the sake of time, we don't need to go there, but I'm just going to read the portion.
因为时间缘故我有一处圣经我要读啊。
In Psalm 84 verse 5.
在诗篇84篇第五节。
I thank the Lord that the brother remind us that the Lord himself is still in the church.
这个弟兄提醒我们这个我们的主是在这个教会里面。
And he do that by building us.
他在我们当中做建造的工作。
In Psalm it says, how blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the highway to Zion.
诗篇八十四篇第五节，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。
Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also cover it with blessings.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地。并由秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
Let's have some word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank you, Lord, that you are drawing our hearts to you.
我们要感谢你主你把我们的心来吸引归向。
Lord, we are so easily distracted by this world.
我们何等容易被这个世界所这个分心。
But Lord, we want to give our hearts to you.
我们要把我们自己要归给你。
Lord, whether it's in the building work that you are doing or in our daily life.
不管是你在我们在你建造的过程当中或是在我们每天生活里面。
Lord, may you gain our hearts as a highway to Zion.
但愿你能得着我们的心，好像这个向往锡安大道一样。
That Lord would truly have that moment every day, that moment of coming before your presence.
但愿每天我们能够有那个时间，我们能够能够来到你面前。
You lay hold of our hearts that we may know how to walk this way to Zion.
但愿你抓住我们的心，我们能够学习如何我们能走到锡安。
Thank you, even though we walk through the valley of Baca.
即使我们经过这个流泪谷。
Lord, you bless it with your rain.
祝福我们，用你的秋雨之福来祝福。
You remember us.
纪念我们。
We want to thank you, Lord, from the very first day we believe in you till the day we see you. It's amazing grace.
我们感谢你从第一天我们认识你到我们见你的那一天这就是充满你给我们的这个恩典。
Grace has brought us so far, and grace will bring us home.
这个恩典已经帮我们走到这里但是恩典还有我们到带我们一直我们回到天家。
We give you the glory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们主耶稣，我们把这个我们的荣耀归给你。
We pray in our Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Let's dismiss.
我们就停在这里。